Thanks, Anita. And I suppose I won't repeat what I just said, but I think in this gathering, I think it's particularly to ensure that statelessness is always visible in these discussions. So to make sure that it's mainstream through the Global Refugee Forum and other processes. You know, we know that statelessness is both a cause and a consequence of forced migration, and yet too often the issue remains, you know, insufficiently visible on discussion agendas. And I mentioned resourcing, and I can only reiterate, you know, how limited resourcing for work on statelessness is generally, but particularly for civil society and stateless-led organizations and communities. So hopefully the Global Alliance, you know, through components like its online marketplace, can help address that. But it will need, obviously, you know, private foundations, but also governments, and, you know, to provide bilateral funding if the Global Alliance is really to fly and deliver the progress which it has the potential to do. So I don't want to tread on the toes of the people who will follow in the next panel, but I would urge everyone to engage with that discussion, to join the Global Alliance, and for states to become solution seekers so that they can translate pledges into concrete law and policy reform, which improve the lives of stateless people across the globe. Thank you.